Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I. All things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
So you're on your own. The crow flies straight, a perfect line. On the devil's bed until you die. If life is short, maybe not too fast. Better live it right. You ain't coming back.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I. All things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Loud thunder, heavy rain, thin line between joy and pain. It's a long, strange trip, it's all insane. You ain't never gonna be the same. Living life through the night, thin line of a lightning strike. Sometimes the only light, when the moon is tucked away. Pistons pumping, minds are racing. Hard to sleep, man, when I'm shaking. Bad news surrounds me, it's always found me. Creeping up when things are good. Yeah, the dark days find a way. Loud thunder, heavy rain, thin line between joy and pain. It's a long, strange trip, it's all insane. You ain't never gonna be the same. Living life through the night, still alive with a lightning strike. Sometimes the only light, when the moon is tucked away, the camera captures all the things that...
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're live, 7 p.m. on the East Coast, 6 p.m. in Texas, and, you can give us a call, 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation, just hit 1. Or just, you can follow us at YouTube Live. We're on YouTube Live right now. Appreciate everybody listening and watching on that. Really excited about, well, all things going. Go over there and go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody doing that. And so this is just Redneck and I's Radio live here. All things trucking and then some. If you want to talk about, we talk about news in the trucking industry. We talk about whatever you want to talk about, because this is a chance for the truckers out here to be heard. So we appreciate everybody joining us along and then following along out here. So yesterday we were talking a couple of things in the news, and of course California and unionization and just about all those kind of things. And then we were hearing some rumors about tires, and we started talking about that. And that's just how things go. That's what we do. So it is Redneck and I's. All things trucking and then some, Redneck and I's Radio right here. And we're live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can give us a call, 515-602-9731. And before we get started, I want to thank one of our great sponsors. And one of the sponsors I like to thank is the DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com. And that's a great outfit there. They do all the aftermarket, or even just, you know, the parts that you need for all of those modernize emission systems in the diesel engines. And they have the parts for all the other stuff too. Charge air coolers, turbos, things like that. So we appreciate all of the support that DPF Regeneration gives us. And you please go support them. And if you need all your parts, especially for your emission systems on your diesel engines, and it's any diesel engine, any one, doesn't matter. They got all different sizes, and they got a lot of expertise over there. So go ahead and check them out. Like I said, dpfregeneration.com, or you give them a call at 800-634-3010. And when you talk to them, tell them you appreciate their support. Redneck and I's, because we really do appreciate them. So, in talking about what's going on out there in the world, you know, we got things going crazy and everything. And one of the things that I wanted to mention and that is that we got some things happening in the news that that I noticed. And one of the things I saw was here, it says commercial driver found not guilty in deaths of seven motorcycle riders in New Hampshire crash. Now, I remember covering this when it first happened. The driver was arrested. And it says, this is on CDLLife.com, and it says a jury in New Hampshire has found a commercial vehicle driver innocent of all charges connected to the crash that killed seven members of a motorcycle club in New Hampshire in 2019. It says on Tuesday, August 9th, the jury ruled in favor of, and it's a Vladimir Zakovsky, 26 years old, after approximately 2 hours of deliberation. And they've got a tweet here from Peter Wilson, and it's Boston 25 News. And it says truck driver charged in deaths of seven motorcycle riders and found not guilty in all, on all charges. And they got a picture of him pointing to the sky and breaks down after not guilty verdicts read in the death of seven motorcycle riders 2019. Found not guilty on all 15 charges, including seven counts of manslaughter, seven counts of negligent homicide, and one charge of reckless conduct. You can view the reading of the verdict below. I wanted to see, here he goes. Okay, defense attorney has argued throughout the trial that the lead motorcyclist, an Albert Woody Mazza, had a blood alcohol level of over the legal limit of 0.08% at the time of the crash and drifted across the center line into the path of the pickup. See, now here's the thing. Pickup? What the hell? This is what I hate. You know what I remember? Yep, I remember now. Okay. You see how up here it says truck driver, right? Well, it says commercial driver found not guilty. Wait a minute now. It says here that the guy swerved in the path of the pickup. Center line in the path of, and it has the guy's name, Zakovsky's pickup. Mazza was one of the seven motorcyclists killed in the crash. During last week's court proceedings, a judge ruled that there was insufficient evidence to support DUI and intoxication charges. So he didn't get in trouble, or, well, how do you charge? What do you mean? I don't know. And allowed for the dismissal of the eight charges related to substance abuse. This reduced the number of charges. So he was drinking too? The pickup truck driver, you know, I'm just going to, because I can't say his name, previously pled not guilty to all felony charges, including negligent homicide, negligent homicide, DUI, reckless manslaughter, DUI, aggravated injury, reckless conduct with a deadly weapon. Says the crash occurred on June 21st, 2019 on Route 2, Randolph, New Hampshire, when a group of 10 motorcycles was hit by a Westfield Transport pickup truck hauling a trailer. Oh, see, that's what it was. Yep. By a Westfield Transport pickup truck hauling a trailer. Seven members of the Jarheads Motorcycle Club died in the crash. The pickup was operated by the guy there, you know, a Westfield Transport employee at the time. Well, see, that's why. I mean, you know, technically he's probably working, and they always go after those guys. When, you know, if you're at work, you know, obviously you've done something wrong. And it looks like here was this hotshot guy. It says during the post crash investigation, authorities learned that he was arrested on May 11th, 2019 for OUI, operating under the influence, in Connecticut. Yeah, so this was in May, and this happened in June. So the truck driver here, this guy operating the dually, probably, you know, one-ton pickup pulling the trailer, he had got arrested, what, a month before for operating under the influence in Connecticut. And the Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles should have terminated his CDL, but failed to do so. Well, see, so now we already have no sympathy for the driver, but he was found not guilty, so well. And I remember when this first came out, they were, you know, I don't remember them mentioning he was drinking. No, that he had been arrested previously. I'm not real sure. But I think that was found out later. Yeah, during post-crash investigation, because it was when it happened and he was charged. So it says Westfield Transport shuttered soon after the fatal crash. In February of 22, the U.S. Attorney's Office District of Massachusetts announced the Westfield Transport owners, 36, these are guys probably from, you know, I don't want to say Ukraine, but definitely that part of the world. I can't really say their names. It says we're facing falsification of records charges. No, you know what? I do remember this stuff here. Was also included on charges of conspiracy to falsify records and make a false statement to federal investigators. Yep, that's what it is. You play stupid games, win stupid prizes. So, yep. I remember seeing all this. This is back in 2019, and then of course they shut down this February. You know, they probably got called back to go fight the war. Lord, I apologize. Oh man, I tell you, this is a thing that we get a bad rap for. We get a bad rap for this because it's one of those things where we're supposed to be goody-goody, and we're not. We're not perfect. We know that. But this company and these drivers, already you could tell, you know, they're kind of like, so what? You know, so what? That's what it just seems like. So. And that's what happens, is that we get a bad rap because they don't take their job seriously. You know, hey, I understand, go out and have fun, make mistakes, all that kind of stuff. But this is the reason why truck drivers don't make good money. You know, we were talking about it last week, about how does a truck driver make good money? How does a truck driver tell people no? How do you tell a company that you're going to go work for that, no, you're not going to do that? You're going to make good, you want a good wage, good money. It's stuff like this. When you have a record of doing bad things, companies that do bad things, then you're not going to get those good paying jobs. That's what it's going to be like. So when you do sense something going on in your company like that, you got to walk away. Go somewhere else. You know, loyalty has no, you know, your CDL shouldn't be loyal to somebody doing crazy shit that might get you in trouble. So that's what I always say about that. And like we found here, he's not going to go to jail for manslaughter, but we see the guy tarnished record. What happened to this charged for the one in May? You know, was he guilty on that one? Did he pay a fine? Did he go to jail and serve for that one? Operating under the influence of Connecticut. What about that one? That's what I'd like to know. I'd like to know more about that. That's the way things are. So, So yeah, let's get those things done. So that's what we do, you know. Kind of upsets me that you know, we try to keep track of what's going on in truck drivers. I don't want the guy to go to jail for the rest of his life, but I mean, if he's gonna do crazy crap like that, I don't want him driving a truck or having a CDL. You know, hotshot drivers technically have to have a CDL. A lot of states require that. A lot of states don't. You know, a lot of drivers don't have it that you see him pulling. You know, so yeah, if he's got a CDL. He probably doesn't have one anymore, depending on the first arrest in May for operating under the influence. It's supposed to be, you know, canceled CDL, terminated the CDL license. You know, he probably drives a regular car, but not a CDL. I don't know. You know, I think society, you pay your dues, you pay your fines, you get back to deal. You know, these carriers, insurance companies, they're not going to hire you. So, you know, why should the state give you a CDL? I mean, obviously what it is that you have second chances. You know, the government's not going to take the chance away, but the companies don't have to hire you. So if you've got enough money to go buy a truck, get your own authority, or you're going to work for somebody that has their own stuff, you know, like this small company that he was probably working for, you know, yeah, you got opportunity to do that. But if they're doing shady stuff already, then that's not going to help you. It's actually going to hurt you. So yeah, that's the kind of stuff that you can't do. You can't have that. So, but anyway, things are going great here. Let's get things going here. And let's see. There you go. So, yeah, this is Redneck and I's Radio Live. We're here. It's Tuesday. And just kicking back, give us a call, 515-602-9731, talking about all things trucking and then some. This is Redneck and I's Radio. We'll see you in a bit.
I'm gonna sit, yeah, back to school, yeah, way down inside. Honey, you need it. I'm gonna give you my love. I'm gonna give you my love.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being a supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready.
Fishing in the dark, lying on our back, been counting the stars. Where the blue
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Dave with Red Neck and Eyes Radio. We're here live. It's Tuesday, August 9th. Still 2022. still there. We haven't turned it over. You know, it seems like every time we turn over the new year, we're like, hey, this is going to be better than next year. Then all of a sudden, crap falls apart. And stuff hits the fan there. And, you know, we're like, oh, well, better luck. Let's wait until next year and try it again. So this is Redneck and Eyes Radio, all things trucking and then some. You can give us a call, 515-602-9731. Check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. And before we go any further, I want to thank one of our great sponsors, and that is the Trucker Tools app. You can check them out at truckertools.com or go download the app from your app store. That'd be a great thing. You could do load planning and load tracking. But the cool thing about that, even if you don't do that, even if you got some other load board you use or if you're a company driver or something like that, you can still go on there and you can do route planning and you can do, like, truck stops, look up truck stops, fuel stops, maintenance, repair facilities, and even parking. Go check them out. They even got a special button for parking spots. And there's a lot of facilities out there that have, you know, parking spots available to rent for the night or for the month, or, you know, maybe you need a place to park near where you live and you can't really find a place to park. You can't park it at your house. You know, you've got some restrictions there. I've lived in those neighborhoods where you're not allowed to park even a bobtail. They don't want the driveway, you know, unless you got a permit. And you can go down and request a permit, but if it's not an RV, they're not gonna give you a permit, you know. So it's one of those things. But anyway, check them out, truckertools.com. Go download their app from your app store, whether you've got an Android, iPhone, doesn't matter. Either one works. Truckertools.com, Trucker Tools, the app for truckers. And appreciate all their support of Redneck and Eyes. So let's get back to it. One of the things that I was noticing here is there was a I know what that is. We don't need that. Oh, we can talk that later on. Let's get back over here. So there was an article on CDL Life. I thought it was interesting because it says, Will four-wheelers ever learn to merge? And, of course, looks like it's going to have some kind of dash cam video. It says four-wheelers fail at merging at unfortunate consequences in this video. It says in the clip, a white car in the far right lane decides it's time to merge is right now and prompts the black SUV to leave its lane. The SUV then drifts right into the side of the filming semi-truck and spins in front of the truck. The truck then pushes the SUV a ways down the road, skids along a barrier wall, and finally drifts into a grassy median where it comes to a stop at the barrier fence along the opposite lanes. It says the white car, the black SUV, had two kids and were taking in an ambulance. It says, just another example of idiots, white car, can't merge. I thought there was somebody in it. This commented one viewer. And let's see. Yeah, here we go. Let's see what we got here. Da-da-da. Let's get back over here and let everybody see. I think if I do this, I'm waiting for it to see on my end here so I can make sure that it looks good on you guys' YouTube video so y'all can see it. If you're just listening along, if you go to YouTube, you can see how we've got the video queued up where we can watch the video. So we're going to check that out and see how that looks. And when I do all this, I think it kind of zooms in and makes everything bigger. How's that? Come on, catch up, YouTube. Let's see here. Oh, it's just 10 seconds. The black SUV, that's the one that, I mean, they just kind of, they're trying to pass. I don't know if y'all could see that, but it's like a big merge. I tell you what, I remember one time I was driving and I was in the right lane and this the truck driver, man, he, tell you what, man, I give it to the truck driver. He tried to avoid everybody and he swerved, you know, he probably a younger driver, not very experienced, because a lot of these guys, they'll like try to avoid the crash at all possible. But for some reason, maybe the steering broke on there, where he thought, you know, I lost control, because the truck actually hits the wall on the bridge and then goes off on the side. Nowadays, what we know as more experienced drivers, you just say, maintain your lane. And that way, you know, there, you know, that way your truck's not completely damaged going off into the road, because you could tell, you know, of course they were moving pretty good. So ain't no, they cut it out, but I was, maybe there's another video that shows where it came to a stop, because the video ends before the truck actually comes to a stop. But he went off into the other lane over there, hit those cable barriers and everything. But you see the white car is merging. the black car is in the right lane. The big truck's passing the black car, and then the white car comes into, looks like the white car wasn't even hit. You can't even tell that the white car was hit, because the black car avoids the white car, but then hits the truck. And the white car is the one that kind of merges in front of the black car, and it's kind of like a chain reaction. So that kind of thing where, you know, of course, as a truck driver, you're always taught to anticipate this crap, that somebody's going to be doing something stupid. I was saying before, I was driving in the right lane, and it was out there on 40, where 40 and 81 kind of split off down there. And like 40 merges into 81 right before you get to all of that area there in where was that? It was up there. I think I was still in Tennessee. Can't remember. Yeah, it was that one part where you break off and you're still in Tennessee. Man, it's been so long since I've been up there. But anyway, I was in the right lane. Trucks were passing me in the left lane. Like a Pontiac Firebird was coming into the on-ramp. And the on-ramp is one of those old-time on-ramps where it came up a hill, immediately just, you know, went into the right lane. And we're all going good, you know, and everything. And the car just kind of comes up there, and he's going. He's moving. And he's got a little merge lane, like a small one. And he actually, you know, shoves his fist up at me saying, hey, you got to let me in. I was like, no, I don't. And they had to slow that down. Of course, they were only going like, you know, 30, 40 miles an hour. It wasn't even 45, because we were only doing like 55, because it was coming out of the hills there and everything. So it was like, come on, man, you know, you merging traffic, you got to yield. We got a video about it on our YouTube channel. You have to yield. And that's it right there, is that white car should have came to a stop. Like I said, the white car was already pretty well out there, pretty far. So everybody else should have said, you know what, we better back it off, because the white car is doing something stupid. And that's what you got to do. I was looking to see if there was more video, but there's not. Come back up here, and there's just the picture of what happened beforehand. There's a pic on the picture. See right there? What does that say? Does that say the truck was going 68 miles an hour? So the truck wasn't going that fast, but he was going fast enough. And he was passing the black car. The black car was being passed. And then the black car decided they were going to, you know, one of those things where everybody tried to get out of the way, and the truck driver was not out of the way. So yeah. And in my opinion, it's never going to stop. Never going to stop. I see it every day. Every night I go to work, people are always out there. They're trying to merge, you know, until you actually throw people in jail, in jail for using their cell phones while they're driving, getting a ticket, they don't care. Pay the ticket. Who cares? But until you start throwing people in jail for they're having their head in their phone, you know, or being distracted somehow. Until you start, like, you know, if you have an accident, to me, it's just because what it is that everybody has tunnel vision. Nobody cares about what's beside them or behind them. I mean, look at this black car. The black car, he didn't even know the truck was there. Like, it wasn't even, aware that the truck was there. you know. So you saw the white car. You had to see the white car. And you know, I mean, they say the article is basically blaming the white car for merging in and not noticing and everything. But it's everybody else's fault, too, because if you see something in front of you that doesn't look right, then you immediately start checking around you to make sure, hey, where am I going to go? I mean, that's what truck drivers are taught, is like, you know, as soon as you see something in front of you that's not right, you immediately need to check your other areas. Hey, where am I going to go? Whenever we see stop traffic, big trucks, you know, out there, hey, not all of them do it, but you're supposed to. You know, you see stop traffic coming up, you're going to have to come to a stop. First thing you do, you check your mirrors, you start putting your flashers on, you're like, I'm going to have to slow down here. And then you start looking at, where am I going to go? Where am I going to go? And that way you can get over to the far left or far right, whichever way you need to start merging in or getting past around the shutdown or whatever. You know, sometimes you see an exit. Hey, I can get that exit. Let's go. You know, whatever we got to do to get out of the way. And that's, you know, it's everybody's looking around everywhere, trying to figure something out. So, yeah. But that's, like I said, that don't make a whole lot of sense to me. There was another deal yesterday that I saw, that Embark, which is the maker of autonomous trucks, and they have a pretty good YouTube channel. So if you go look up Embark, E-M-B-A-R-K, B-A-R-K, Embark, they've got YouTube videos explaining how their technology works and demonstrations and stuff like that. And, of course, we know that it's all staged. This, you know, putting out a good YouTube video costs a lot of money. I should know. And so when you see a YouTube video explaining things and demonstrations or whatever, it's not real. It's all staged, you know. And if you are some type of like real life personnel, whether it be a truck driver or a police, and you participate in this crap, I hope you're getting paid. But the other thing too is that, you know, I would actually do it in real life and actually get some actual, you know, I mean, look, having a good production like this here, I'll show it to you. We'll get it pulled up here. And there's a lot of pictures and explanations and all this stuff. And let me pull it up. So this is it right here. And yeah, here you go.
To be able to stop a commercial vehicle to ensure compliance with trucking regulations, whether it's autonomous or not. Now, we're excited to show how it works in the real world.
For this demonstration, Embark worked with law enforcement on a local Texas highway to execute a pullover. First, the enforcement vehicle will activate its flashing lights and maneuver to signal to the truck that it needs to pull over. The Embark driver is able to detect the vehicle and lights, recognizing that it's an emergency vehicle, signaling for the truck to pull over. Embark's cloud-based fleet management system, Guardian, can allow a human operator to confirm that a pullover is being requested. The Embark driver, through its planning and action platform, identifies an open road shoulder and safely pulls over. In the case of poor connectivity, the autonomous Embark driver will err on the side of caution and have the truck pull over. Next, the law enforcement officer approaches the truck just like they would during a normal stop. If the officer is not yet aware that the truck is an autonomous vehicle,
the way I
a screen
see it is
on the side of the truck clearly
road.
Indicates that the vehicle is autonomous and that the autonomous system is disengaged and the vehicle is safe to approach. A lockbox containing registration and bill of lading is installed behind the passenger side door and includes a phone number to call the remote guardian operator and access the code for the lockbox. At this stage, the officer is able to access the lockbox and check paperwork. Upon confirming any information, or in the unusual case of issuing a citation, the officer can close the lockbox and return to his or her vehicle.
What would
if necessary, the officer can again call the guardian operator to confirm any outstanding information. And just like that, we've completed an emergency vehicle interaction.
This achievement is not only an engineering feat, but a testament to our mission to safely roll out our technology.
That video doesn't explain anything to me.
This accomplishment brings us one step closer
I want
to our
see
goal
everything.
Of commercial deployment
don't,
of the Embark
driver. Don't just edit the video and show me how nice it looks.
Safety is at the heart of Embark's business model. We have a long history of collaboration with our government partners. and we're grateful to them for working with us.
That's
to develop this
that's what I want to do. I want to see the whole thing, and I want to see
intuitive.
You know, stand back, show me everything. Because at one point it looked like the truck wasn't even off the road. It was on the left side of the white line.
As autonomous trucks hit the road.
So I want to see it all, because you know if I'm going to get blamed for law enforcement, you know, they don't like pulling over big trucks because it's unsafe. Because, you know, if the big truck driver doesn't pull over properly, then it's unsafe for them and everything. So a lot of times you'll see them and you always try to pull off so that you can do the business. You know, a lot of times they want to do everything on the passenger side. And I never did like that. I don't want you on that side. I don't want you away from me like that. You know, I don't want you up in my business. I don't want you up in my truck. I don't want you to open up that door and, you know, passing things back and forth through the front seat and all that. I don't want you doing that. Get out of my truck. You know, I'll bring everything to you. I'll get out of the truck. So, you know, some law enforcement, it's kind of one of the things, the guy who has the gun makes the rules. The one guy used to be on radio all the time talking about DOT. He was a East Texas state trooper. I mean, he said that on the radio. The guy who has the gun makes the rules. it's like, man, get out of here with that crap. Come on now. I got a gun. It's like, I'll make some rules, you know? So, but yeah, it just pisses me off that, you know, everybody's working in conjunction here. You got government and autonomous trucks working hand in hand, putting you out of a job. And I would like to see Embark company, autonomous trucking companies, actually called up some truck drivers, old school guys, you know, like me, Greg, you know, whoever, and say, we want to win your support. And that's what you got to win our support. Winning my support would be to actually say, we don't want the truck to do everything and be without a driver. We want the driver to be able to be helped by the autonomous system. Just kind of like, hey, I'll go pick up the load in San Antonio. You know, the load's going to Los Angeles. We pick it up in San Antonio. I do all the picking up, and I do all the driving around, and I get to a point where I want to get to a place. I get some groceries, something to eat, whatever. We get back on the road, heading I-10 west. Once we get out of town, hit the button. Okay, autonomous, you're in control. And I can go back, and I can get some sleep, and wake me up when we get to El Paso, you know, or I'll get my rest, whatever I need. And then I'll get up. It's kind of like team driving. You know, that's the whole goal is to be able to run solo, but as like a run team with one driver. That'd be awesome. That way you always got a driver with the truck. You never ever, you know, they want to go completely autonomous where there's no driver in the truck at all. And I just don't like that. You know, build the roads, design the roads where, you know, you can have, okay, this, you know, you're going to have to widen the interstates because people still want to move down the road. To me, every major interstate east of Denver should be three lanes no matter what, whether it's in the middle of nowhere or not, okay? There's parts, Interstate 37 down here by where I live, you know, on a Saturday afternoon or Saturday morning, even on a Friday night, people are either going north or south because of vacationing and everything. It's bumper to bumper. And if you got a truck governed at 68 miles an hour or 65 and you come up on a truck moving slower, you can't pass them. Because once you pull out and start passing them, it's going to take you forever. And then the traffic gets backed up. So you got to have another lane. You know, there should be a slow lane, middle lane, and then of course a fast lane. But, you know, that's the way you do it. So when you have an autonomous vehicle, the autonomous vehicle can stay in the right lane and pretty much not get into the middle lane. Never get in the left lane. Truck don't need to be doing that. So you the autonomous truck, if it comes up on a cop on the side of the road, they can get in the middle lane as long as it's safe to do so. You know, all that stuff. Autonomous truck can handle it. That's fine, especially out in the middle of nowhere. No big cities, no big exits, no big decisions have to be made. And the driver can get up and drive through the city and then, you know, relax a little bit, you know. But it's kind of like I said, it's a team operation with a solo, with one driver. And that way you always got a driver in the truck. That way if something does happen and let's say the system gets pulled over, you know, autonomous, whatever, and the guy behind him, you know, you can have a little bell go off inside the bunk where it wakes the driver up and he says, hey, you know, talk to the cop. And that way you can talk to the cop, you know. And it's not killing the truck driver job because the truck drivers, you need them out there, you know. So, and you can, I mean, maybe the truck driver will be trained and goes to some kind of special school to get to learn how to do the, what do they call that? The bells and whistles of the autonomous truck and handle the diagnostics and stuff, you know, going down the road, you know, fuel, whatever it needs. I know that it's like no fuel or no driver in the truck. When it pulls off into the truck stop to get fuel, there's always somebody there and somebody can do it and they'll pay somebody. Hey, that it might be that. It might be that your CDL now becomes a fuel island attendant, you know, but because it's autonomous, you know, you still got to be educated to understand that, hey, this autonomous truck, it's going to pull in at this point. Either I can drive it or I can, you know, tell it, you know, but I got to climb in the truck. I got to hit some buttons and say, okay, you're good to go, you know, kind of thing. So yeah, there's still jobs out there that are, should be good paying, still got to be able to operate the truck. So I can see that too. But again, the best thing would be to have a team operation with one driver. That would be the best thing. And that's what that's my opinion. And that's my story and I'm sticking to it. So yeah, but they're coming. And, like anybody out there right now, let's say that, I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think that if you're in the truck driving school right now and you're just starting your career, you might be out there for 10 years, maybe even 15 years, and you will start seeing, you know, I mean, we're seeing them now, but they've got technicians with them. They got people with them. The trucks are never without somebody in the truck. I'm not real sure when we'll start seeing, you know, the trucks going down the highway completely by themselves. That's the thing you got to watch out for is that, you know, I'm talking like no cameraman, no nothing. You got a dash cam recording everything, nobody in the vehicle at all. There's some people are testing that stuff, but it's not fully operational yet. So ain't no telling. But that's the way the cookie crumbles, and that's about life on the road and all things trucking and then some, and that's what we talk about here. So you can give us a call, 515-602-9731. We're here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Give us a holler. And let's see, where are we at? No, that's not it. Hold on. Let's see. Technical stuff. People, all these computers, they have a brain of their own. So they're going to do what they want to do. There you go. Cool. All right. So, yeah. Like I said, Redneck and I's Radio, all things trucking and then some. We're here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can give us a holler. 515-602-9731. Please go subscribe to YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. And I'll be back Thursday. Tomorrow is Women of Redneck and I's. And same time, same channel, same everything. So they'll probably be doing a Facebook live video instead of a YouTube live video. So we try to get on Facebook. You know, that's our main plot. That's where everybody follows us on. It's the easiest. It's the most common used. I was amazed when I first signed up. I remember 10, 12, what was it, a long time ago when I first signed up to Facebook, and I found all these truck drivers. Like, we have truck drivers on Facebook. It's crazy. Yep, it's and it was, you made a lot of connections and made a lot of new friends, and it was awesome. So, yeah. But anyway, this is where we're at, Redneck and I's, all things trucking and then some, Redneck and I's Radio. Redneck and I's, it's when everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done. You got a Redneck and I's. Appreciate everybody's support. And I think I'm going to go ahead and duck on out of here, and I got to get ready to go to work. And I appreciate everybody's support. Let's see here. So don't forget that Redneck and I's, in some form or fashion, the folks of Redneck and I's, it might not be me, but it definitely will be Redneck and I's, will be at the Truckers for Hope Truck Show. That's September 23rd through the 25th up there in at the Clinton County Fairgrounds in Mill Hall, Pennsylvania. That's up on Interstate 80 up there by State College, Pennsylvania, up in the mountains. So that's a pretty good gig. Long Haul Paul's going to be there. Tony Zissa is going to be there. And Little Texas. So I might have to make the trip just to see Little Texas. I tell you what, I remember seeing those guys back in the day. Man, that was something else. They probably all got haircuts now. But anyway, check us out. Like I said, redneckandice.com for all details on what's going to happen with that. I appreciate everybody's support. And like I said, don't forget to check us out, redneckandice.com, where you can find all the connections to our social media accounts and all of our great sponsors. Don't forget our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration, and that's Trucker Tools, the Trucker Tools app. And we don't like to leave out anybody, so we're going to mention Load to Ride Transportation. You can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. Great little outfit out of Denver, Colorado. LTR Transportation, Load to Ride Transportation, ltrtransportation.com, or you can give them a call at 720-277-0030. And if you want to work for a trucking company and stay busy, there's your guys right there. So go check them out, ltrtransportation.com. So appreciate everybody's support out there, and continuing on. So until next time, you guys, I'll see you Thursday, 7 p.m. And you guys stay safe, stay successful, keep between the ditches, and we'll see you out there on the road. Redneck and Eyes Radio. Appreciate y'all.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and eyes.